Time in Africa.
Hello, welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Today I have two guests on my show. First, at about 20 minutes in, our very own VOA, Mr. Asante, joins me in the studio to chat about the Ghana Music Awards. Find out who came out on top this year. And in the second half of the show, I'm thrilled to bring you my very special feature with the legendary Salif Keita. Oh, yeah. Of course, I have other great music for you, too, today. Kofi Olomide, Wande Cole, Lucky Dube, and Umu Sangare with her pre-release from the new album that's coming out soon, Mogoya. So, buckle your seatbelts, music lovers, because we are going for a ride. Here's Salif Keita with Africa.
Para la bala ya vi.
Yeah. Hello, music lovers. I'm Heather Maxwell, and that was Salif Keita kicking off this hour of Music Time in Africa. There's more on Salif and my interview with him later in the show, so keep it locked.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa. It's me, Tashoma Mtiku, from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Salam to you. Peace unto you.
One Mr. Bashiru Mohammed, a devoted listener, sent me this message. He writes, "Hello, MTIA. Kindly play me any available music of Kofi Olomide of Congo DRC for the listening of my friend in Lusaka, Zambia. Enjoy the Easter celebrations, please." Here you go, Bashiru. Easter's already passed, but I don't think your friend in Lusaka will mind. Kofi Olomide is good listening any time of year. Ngeumvata kwaiza kwasisameno kala ingangu ngumwe bani pesakane.
Zombie. Minata, Pepe Aku Christiana Kwasa.
That was Kofi Olomide with Lwa, a song requested by MTIA fan Mr. Bashiru Mohammed for his friend in Lusaka, Zambia.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Now, I've got two current tunes queued up for you. And after that, I'm bringing you current news from Ghana's recent music awards with VOA Kwame Ofori, a.k.a. Mr. Asante. We'll talk about the top three winners and listen to a little of their music. So, yeah, this is Music Time in Africa, babies. We always got your backs when it comes to African music. Here's Wande Cole and DJ Tunes with Iskaba.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling.
Was Wande Cole and DJ Tunes with Iskaba.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
VOA. Oumou Sangaré is a veteran singer from Mali. She made it big in West Africa and then worldwide in the mid-1990s with a song called Jarabi Nene. Well, she's been quiet for about a decade until now. Her new album is about to drop. It's highly anticipated. So let's get a taste of what her big comeback will sound like. Here's a pre-release single. It's called Yere Faga and features the legendary Afrobeat drummer Tony Allen.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Umu Sangare with her brand new sound. Her album, Mogoya, drops May 7th. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa.
This is the Voice of America.
On April 8th, Ghana held its 18th edition of the Ghana Music Awards in Accra. Kwame Ofori, a.k.a. Mr. Asante, from our very own English to Africa service here at the Voice of America, joins me in the studio to discuss. Hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
I'm so glad you're back on the show. It's been a while.
Of course. Miss me?
I did miss you. You know I did. But you were busy listening and watching the Ghana Music Awards.
Yes, I was. Ghana 60 years down the line. This is the 18th edition of the Ghana Music Awards. And it was quite interesting. I mean, for me, Ghana 60, 18th edition, I was hoping for the production value to be top-notch, especially with Vodafone sponsoring. Usually I hear they pump a lot of money in there.
Right.
You understand? So for a Ghana 60 edition, you would expect it to be A+. But they had a few technical glitches. They didn't start on time. That's fine. I mean, we are there for the artists.
It is Africa. Should I say that? I shouldn't say. Well, African time. You know, we all know what that means.
Well, African time. But yo, this is Ghana at 60. It's like your wedding day. You want it to be perfect.
Oh, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah. So that was it. But I mean, we're mostly watching for the artists to see who would get what.
Well, tell me about one of the artists that impressed you the most.
The artist who was a shocker of the night was Discovery of the Year. And this went to Fancy Gadam. He's from the north. He won and people were like, who is this guy? We've never heard his music. How come he's Discovery of the Year? There was...
Well, because if it's Discovery, that means no one had ever heard of him.
True, right? But then he was up against artists like Medical, Nifani, Article One, Felini Nuna, Ebony, Uiji. Uiji is based in London and he's huge on the Afro beat scene there. But he was able to beat... Oh, and Rude Boy Rankin. And he was able to beat all of them. So people were like, who is this? How come he won? And apparently, I was on Twitter and a lot of DJs came to the guy's defense saying that, hey, this guy you guys are talking about is huge in the north. And he's able to sell out stadiums in the north, the Tamale Sports Stadium. He was able to sell it out. And then he came down to our National Theater and then he was also able to sell out the show there. So he's huge.
So the reason you all didn't know him is because you're all from the south.
We are mostly from the south. We are caught in a bubble in the south. And we hardly ever look out for people in the north. And apparently they are big artists in the north who are doing wonderful things. I watched one of his videos, which I did for it to you. And he shot one of his videos in Dubai, meaning he's well-funded. And he has a huge following.
That kind of says something about development in Ghana.
Yes, it does. And you've been in Ghana before. You know the disparity between the north and the south, how the southerners always feel they are the best and they feel Ghana is only the south. So
That put you guys down a little peg there, didn't it?
It did. And hopefully it raises a discussion about like Ghanaian artists and they're trying to, you know, merge the north and south thing. Wiala has set a pace for them. And then other big artists who are touring the world right now from the north. So hopefully it starts the conversation.
Great. That's really great. Well, I love this song. You passed it on to me. It's called We Dey Collect.
With We Dey Collect, that's Ghanaian Pidgin English saying we are collecting.
Collecting what?
Let's find out.
Here it is, Fancy Gadam with We Dey Collect, Discovery of the Year. So what about Best Rapper of the Year, Kwame?
Now this was interesting to watch. Oh my goodness. I'm just screaming because this was tight. It had people like Flo King, Stone in there, EL was in there, Medica was in there, Yapuno was in there, Sakuri was in there, and Manifest won. Manifest released an album last year, and the album was solid. It was a great album. I listened to it personally from A to Z. There was no dull moment on the album. And he won the Best Rapper of the Year album with 100%, where he featured Wolasi. And Wolasi has been featured on this show a couple of times.
Yes, he has.
Also a great artist. And 100% was just he saying that, hey, I am the full package. And he used that song to win Best Rapper of the Year, which was just amazing.
Oof. Do you think people were all in general happy with that? Or?
Of course, yeah. Because there was this push and pull between him and Sakodia, who usually is thought of as the best rapper in Ghana. Mm. That is arguable. And for Manifest to come through and win, that's great. Last year it was won by EL.
Yes, I remember.
Yes. So at least it shows that, hey, if you claim you are the best rapper this year, make sure you maintain it the next year. Don't get complacent. So
yeah,
let's see what happens next year.
Okay. Well, you know, I love this song. Two things about it that are really interesting. The way that they use rhythm, they play back and forth with sort of a double time. It's slow. It's got that sort of house kind of sound. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into double time and it uses percussion. You hear little hints of Ghanaian percussion. It's gorgeous.
And Wolasi singing too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And the production quality of this song is top notch. Here's 100%.
M Diggity. I'm an expensive guy. You want cheap side. Can't strong on me with a weak vibe. If I decide to let the beat ride, it's a major move to over the minor dudes. Every day some hate said the right love song. It is funny me that I money is quite strong. I'm in a dark place, right to keep the lights on. With blind ambition, set my sights on greatness. Ramadan, make fast, no time for lateness. Young cashers, I am the greatest. Mr. Always be strong without fail. You're too short to be telling tall tales.
Look at me, yeah, my boy.
Great, and that is Manifest with Wolasi, the Best Rapper of the Year 2017.
I'm with Kwame Ofori, and we're talking about some of the winners at the Ghana Awards. And let's talk about one more.
Yes, Artist of the Year. Now, this is the biggest award of the night.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
And for the first time after 18 editions, it went to a gospel artist. This is the first time. His name is Joe Metal. He also won two other awards that night. He won Gospel Artist of the Year and Best Male Vocalist of the Year. And when you guys listen to this song, you understand why he won Best Male Vocalist of the Year. His singing is...
It's beautiful. However, as soon as I heard it, the first couple notes, I thought, this sounds like John Legend.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow.
You didn't think that?
I did, but I didn't know. I didn't go to John Legend, but I was like, this is some great singing. But to compare both, that's good.
Sounds just like John Legend, but also the beauty of the acoustic sound of this album. I just loved the song.
And this award also came with some controversies. People were like, well, did he deserve it? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, you see, again, people are caught in different bubbles.
Yeah.
They don't look at the full picture. For all you know, this guy had a good year. And if the music board is trying to be very, very, very proactive, definitely they're going to look at the full body of every artist's work. And they feel like, hey, this guy did a good job. Plus, there was voting.
You understand? By the public?
By the public. Wow. So, well, I saw him campaigning online and... Well, I guess his campaigning came to a good end because he won.
Well, that's part of it, too.
And I feel he deserves it.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, I think everybody is going to agree when they hear this song. It's gorgeous. This is...
Medo.
I Will Love You. But it's not about a woman.
Nope. It's about God.
God. All right.
Medo. Medo. No soul.
tree will mold you, cool or cover, remind me, yeah. Ube uwa sinja no so. Ushe will mold you, cool or cover, remind me. My dream, me cry, me nipetia, beto uwa kusi, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a little love song that we want to sing to the Lord. I want all sold out believers to lift their voice with me.
All right, so those were the three artists that we decided to talk about, Kwame and I,
from
the 2017 Ghana Music Awards.
Yes.
Thank you, Kwame.
You're always welcome. And happy birthday, Ghana.
Happy birthday.
Just celebrating Ghana at 60, so hey, it's for the whole year.
All right.
Oh, yeah, so I'm Rock feeling on. The chilling mode.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Let's go back in time, peeps, and over to Kenya. Check out this gem. Here's Peter Kijana with Akinyi, the Black Beauty.
Kufa juu yako, mayo akinyo. Kibare kaka ya nekota wa wache mwono wa uo kinube imateso ya mapesio. Kibare kaka ya nekota wa wache mwono wa uo kinube imateso ya mapesio. Go parane.
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. And that was Peter Kijana with Akinyi, the Black Beauty. In case you're just tuning in, this is Music Time in Africa. You hear nothing but pure pan-African music on this program. Old, new, traditional, pop, and reggae. Here's Lucky Dube with House of Exile.
I'm Susanna Wio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Okay, now earlier in the show, we listened to the latest news and music from Ghana. Now we're going to listen to the latest news from one of Africa's most legendary artists of all time, Salif Keita. Known as the Golden Voice of Africa, Keita is a master of West African rhythms. He's also one of the founders of Afropop as a music genre. He's world-renowned for his unforgettable live performances, his exacting music production, and his soaring vocals. Now, nearing 70, Salif Keita sings mostly for a cause. That cause is his other defining trademark, albinism. On April 9th, Salif Keita performed in Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. After his amazing concert, I got to speak with him. I'll share that interview in just a few moments, but first, let me give you a little background about Salif. For those of you who don't know who he is and why he is an icon of African music. Born in Mali, West Africa, in 1949, Salif grew up in a village near Mali's capital city, Bamako, and in a family of land-owning farmers. But he suffered terribly as a child because he was born with albinism. Imagine the physical difficulties in a land of that blistering heat and sun, and the emotional difficulties in a society that treats albinos as outcasts. On top of that, the constant threat kept him a prisoner in his own home. It's reported even that his mother had to hide him to ward off attacks of superstitious crowds. As a boy and then a teenager, Salif almost lost all hope in life. He wanted to be a farmer at first, but couldn't farm because of the heat and sun. Then he wanted to be a teacher, but he couldn't teach because of his poor eyesight. And in the promo video for the release of his 2012 album, Tale, that I saw on YouTube, Salif says that music gave him the will to live. Music saved his life. It was the only door, he said, that opened to him when he was a kid. At 18, Salif's magical voice and his perseverance carried him far away from his village. First to Bamako, where he found opportunity singing with the Rail Band. Then to Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire, with Les Ambassadeurs Internationales, a group that performed and recorded successfully throughout the late 1970s and early 80s. Manju was Salif's biggest hit, a praise song for the first president of Guinea, Ahmed Sékou Touré. In 1984, Salif Keita moved to Paris. That move launched his international career. So, from 1987 to today, the Golden Voice of Africa has produced 9 albums and toured the world many times over. His 1991 album, Amen, made Salif the first African band leader to win a Grammy nomination. And then, in 2010, he won Best World Music Album at Victoire de la Musique, which is France's equivalent to the Grammys here in the U.S. The album's title track, La Différence, or The Difference, was the first instance, though, in which Salif sang about his personal experience as an albino. The song opens like this. I'm a white. My blood is black. And I love that. It's a beautiful difference.
Je suis un noir, ma peau est blanche, et moi j'aime bien ça, c'est la différence qui est jolie.
Since this album in 2010, Salif Keita has devoted himself more and more to albinism as a cause. Why? Well, partly just becoming more mature as a person, but also he started hearing stories of albinos being used as human sacrifices. That triggered something in him. In that same year, he became peace ambassador for the African Union to help end fighting in conflict zones and raise awareness about the plight of the African albino. He also started the Salif Keita Global Foundation to counter superstition about albinism. Now, friends, this all brings me to Silver Spring, Maryland, April 9th, 2017. His foundation is based here, just outside of D.C., and he came from Mali to give a benefit concert for the foundation. I went to it, and whoa, it was amazing. So even now, as an elder, Salif Keita still puts on an unforgettable show. Wallahi! And afterwards, I got to talk to the legend. What was the feeling like tonight?
Tonight, the feeling was I think we had a good crowd, and that gave us good energy. It was a great show. I'm very happy.
I saw the love, really. I could tell that you really love your audience.
Oh, I love the audience. I love people.
Is your whole tour in the U.S. for the foundation?
I haven't been to the U.S. for a long time. I miss the music lovers here. That is part of it. Plus the tour for albinos, to sensitize people to the albino cause.
I know I saw an interview you did a few years ago where you said that there hadn't been much aid at all for albinos in Mali. But now, since you've started working toward the cause, has there been much improvement?
Yes, it's a lot better now because the government, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Touré, they do a lot for us. The Lions Club, they're also helping us. Really, there's a lot of hope now.
Is it exclusively for Malian albinos?
Oh, no. It is not for Malians only. It's for all of Africa. The cause for albinos everywhere.
Let's talk about music. Are you still composing now, or are you going into retirement? Not from the stage, obviously.
I think I'm doing my last album that will be released in September. This album will be my last album.
No, don't say that.
But it's true. I've been on the road for a long time. And also, I'm always isolated. Because when you compose, you have to isolate yourself and work. So that's enough. I'm getting older. I think I need some rest.
That's true. But do you have some featurings? I saw the video of your song with our daughter of American jazz, Esperanza Spalding. I love that song. Are you going to do other featurings with other artists like that?
Well, I would love to do featurings with a lot of people, but it's not good to talk about because if it doesn't happen, it is sad. Because there's also this thing called showbiz, which is not easy to navigate to get access to artists. But I've already done a song with Angelique Kidjo, and it's excellent.
Thank you, Salif. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my feature on Salif Keita. This is Heather Maxwell. Let's enjoy one more song by The Golden Voice before signing out. Here's Écolo d'Amour from that legendary album, La Différence.
Sobara la yonte Kasene ke la ba manyika Oluye pa sobara la yonte Kafoli ke la ba luyinka Olile foli minka kanyante Abe chante salifu tu babu be chante na Hene madobe no
Ekolo d'amour,
mon amour Ma guitar
Pesero l'amour
Achola Siki musunika, oluye kela siki la yonte. Kajeli ke koroba lunika, olile dunya robe na yonte. Badron kela.
fala bedi ayonte ko ni fala lu alele ko ni fala tu maru jamani tu ma fala bedi ayonte tu ma fala do halale tu ma fala de solo ayonte tu ma fala lu do ayonte tu ma fala do alele tu ma fala te abe chante salifu tu babu be chante enne ma dogelo
Salif Keita, the star of our show today, and it's time to say goodbye for this week. A big thank you to Kwame Ofori for bringing us the Ghana Music Awards report, and of course to Salif Keita himself and Kumba Makolo Keita, his manager. Also, I want to thank all of you, my lovey-dovey listeners. Thank you so much for being with me today. Reach out to me if you can. My Facebook page is Music Time in Africa. My Twitter handle is at Music Time Africa. And my WhatsApp number is +1 202 203 4118. Again, that one is +1 202 203 4118. See you next week, Friday at 0900 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for the Voice of America on Music Time in Africa.
Look at me, God MC. Da 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 da. M diggity. I'm an expensive guy, you want cheap side. Can't strong on me with a weak vibe. If I decide to let the beat ride, it's a major move to over the minor dudes. Every day some hate said the right love song. It ain't funny, me the irony is quite strong. I'm in a dark place, right to keep the lights on. With blind ambition, set my sights on greatness. Ramadan, make fast, no time for lateness. Young Cassius, I am the greatest.
Just to always be stuck without fail.
You're too short to be telling tall tales.
Look at me, yeah, my boy. Look at me, yeah, my boy, yeah, Kuma, what you see, yeah, Kona, boy, you go see, coffee, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%,
quiet for a while, I was in my kitchen, till I was smitten by another bad rhythm. Do I got fully loaded clips, Lord willing? Give me a mic and I might rub givens. Even though I'm grounded, I have no ceilings. About to have the whole world tripping. You there beef with, now I'm chilling. Certified villain, milk beat up villain. Can I say, can't ping on my Vimton. Yeah, keep me rolling on these Michelins.
Look at me, yeah, my boss.
Show. say now even me they go. Guy, calculate it with the quality. You quality by your baby.